One of the Jets' most important players is second-year defensive tackle Sheldon Richardson. Richardson doesn't lack any confidence and refuses to even think about a sophomore slump. Here's Rex on Richardson.
This guy wants to be great, you know, and so he's probably disappointed in the fact he was only rookie of the year. You know what I mean? So he's going to push himself. He works his tail off, and he wants to be a great one. He wants to be considered in that. As Warren Sapp and some of these young guys look at him as being the trademark guy. You know, before, to me, it was Alan Page and Merlin Olsen and guys. But, you know, to be considered in that, you're just scratching the surface. You got a long way to go. And I think that's where he wants to. He wants to be a great.
Sheldon did say that he's not satisfied. He wants to be Defensive Player of the Year this upcoming season. What do you expect from Sheldon this season?
That's what I expect from him. Don't forget, the last 17 years, there's only been two other defensive ends that were rookie defensive players of the year. That's Julius Peppers and Javon Kearse. Those are absolutely freaks in the NFL. So for him to do that as an NFL defensive rookie of the year last year is amazing. I think this year, to stay hungry and just stay humble and continue to work, like Rex said, I think he'll reach that goal.
I was going to say, what does he have to do to get to that level?
Like I said, you know, pretty much continue just to be a pro. You know, when you're that talented, you just can't mess it up. You can't be in the social media doing the bad stuff. You can't be out there hanging out. And what Rex is saying right now, he wants to be great. So therefore, he knows that he's going home. He's taking care of his body, taking care of himself, getting ready to play on the football field every Sunday. So they're not worried about him. He's going to come out and play well.
And he's surrounded by a good group of guys. He's in a D-line that has Mo Wilkerson, Coach Dunbar. He says he knows his playbook now, and he just wants to go out there. How much can him and Mo really make a difference?
Oh, they're definitely going to make a difference. They're going to have probably the best defensive line in the NFL this year. And with him just going into a second year, he's still learning. So long as he's continuing to stay humble and learn and stay hungry and really want to go ahead and, you know, be the best defensive player in the league, I think he'll do it. But he's just got to stay focused. That's the main thing with him.
He's a confidence humbled, if that makes sense.
That definitely makes sense.
I know someone who's very confident. Let's send it over to Brian and Ray to have more on this pass rush.
All right, Janae, she must have been talking about you because I'm humble.
I'm a little confident.
We already know Sheldon Richardson can bring it.
Yes.
He's already shown it in just one season.
Yeah.
Quentin Copel's now. We're going into year three.
Mm-hmm.
Has he brought it? Do we need to see more from him? I know our good friend Joe Klecko, we already know how he feels about Quentin Copel's when he made the statement basically this offseason. Looks like Tarzan plays more like Jane. What are your thoughts then on Quentin Copel's?
Well, when you look at Quentin Copel's to me and you compare him to a guy like Chandler Jones, who was picked 21st in that first round, who had 11 and a half sacks last year. He had in 2 years has a total of 10 sacks, Brian. And when you look at Chandler Jones, you know, 17 and a half sacks total for 2 years, I don't think he's played up to that 16th pick in the draft. Now people will tell you, well, he wasn't in the right spot, or he didn't have his hand in the ground. All of that to me means nothing. When you are a 16th pick in the draft, Ryan, you need to make an immediate impact, and Quentin Copel's has not done that at all in 2 years.
Well, why haven't we heard a lot of questions about Quentin Copel's that, like, let's say, there's been a lot of talk about Stephen Hill.
Yeah.
Stephen Hill was second round pick. His first round pick, as you just pointed out, 16th pick. Why have we not heard so much about Haywood when it's Quentin Copel's?
Well,
to show what Rex said when he first got. Remember, he did the workout with him.
Yeah.
Oh, this guy's Julius Peppers.
This answer is so easy because you have a guy like Muhammad Wilkerson, and then you have a rookie like Sheldon Richardson who was the rookie of the year. I got another little nugget. He's tied in NFL history for the most touchdowns by a defensive lineman. You know who else has that? Big William Perry. So, I mean, this guy is a complete player. The reason why you don't hear too much about Copel's, because as a defense as a whole, the Jets are getting it done, period, plain and simple. But, again, if you want to start looking at individuals, Copel's is one you look at and say, not quite the impact that he should have had.
There are a number of guys, I think, not only for this training camp but this upcoming season, it's got to be step-up years, and I think you could probably put Quentin Copel.
Stephen Hill?
Yeah.
Same boat.